Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome everybody to another edition of Family Answer Man. I'm Jay Fitter. Phone lines are now open at toll-free 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. 855-279-3758. The show airs Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific. And I've been saying for a while the times are going to be changing, and it will be in, I don't have the exact date yet, but we'll be going to an earlier time once my schedule allows it. But I just rushed over here, actually got out of my last therapy session just not too long ago, so spent the day doing that, and so a little bit behind today. Okay, this is a couple disclaimers I have to talk about. This is an educational show. This is not designed to take the place of psychotherapy. So if you are in need of individual therapy, you need to seek that out on your own. This show is not designed to accommodate that need. However, I am a licensed family therapist. I've been in practice for 20 years. So the topics we're going to be talking about, whether it's variety throughout each time, I'm fairly well versed on most of them and should be able to provide you with some adequate insight in ways that you can improve some of these things related to family issues, parenting, relationships, dating, and such like that. Let's see. I want to stress, too, because I've had some comments, different people about different parts of the show, a couple of things. This is a live show. I had somebody ask me about editing. And it's sort of tough to edit when it's a live show. So it is what it is. And so I think this is more interesting because this gives opportunity for people to call in with comments, with questions related to the specific topic or about anything else. So once again, live show, no delay. And it doesn't exactly go out smooth, but hey, I'm not perfect and I've never claimed to be. But also, let's see here. What else about me? Okay, so I've been in practice, private practice, for a little over 20 years. I run parenting workshops based on the book that I authored titled Respect Your Children. I also do couples workshops and work a lot with adolescents, all the way from minor issues all the way to going to juvenile hall to work with the hardcore offenders. So once again, if you have questions related to this topic we'll be on tonight, which is unhealthy relationships, or you have other questions you want to address, anything related to family, parenting, marriage, couples, dating, whatever, please feel free to call at 855-279-3758. You can also listen to past shows at Family Answer Man on Facebook. So you can go on Family Answer Man and click like, and you will get updates on future shows as well as be able to access older shows that you may have missed on a variety of topics. Each show, the topic is listed there, and I'm sure once you start listening, you're going to want to hear them all. So what else do I need to cover before we get going in here? Okay, also, you can find the show. I mentioned that at Family Answer Man on Facebook. You can friend us there. You can also go directly to Blog Talk Radio and find us. Once again, it's all together, blogtalkradio.com/Family Answer Man. blogtalkradio.com/Family Answer Man. So once again, phone number 855-279-3758. Okay, so I've got the disclaimers out of the way. You know, a little bit about me, which most of you do anyway, you listen to the show. So I want to talk a bit about unhealthy relationships tonight. the way I see it, there are two primary areas that contribute to unhealthy relationships. The first is respect. Okay? Respect, what is respect? Respect is the way that I view someone, the way that I treat someone. If I have a job and I have a boss, a new job, and my boss says, I need you to come over here and take care of this. You say, yes, sir, I can take care of that. We treat them as a position of authority. People who are in a position of authority, we treat with respect. But respect is something that is essential in a relationship, especially in a marriage. Two aspects of respect. One, respect for self, and two, respect for others. As far as respect for self is concerned, there needs to be an attitude in a healthy relationship that I will not allow myself to be treated less than an equal to the person that I'm in this relationship with. Okay, I need to believe in myself. I need to believe that I deserve to be treated respectfully. I deserve to be made eye contact with when my partner is speaking to me. I deserve to be treated, to be spoken to in a way that is not yelling, that is not raising voices, but that is in such a way that is communicating in a healthy way. Respect for others. I need to be aware of my partner's thoughts, of my partner's feelings. I need to be able to ask them, what can I do for you? What can I do to help you, to encourage you, to support you? That is demonstrating respect for another person. I need to view my partner as the most important person in my life. I want each of you right now listening to think about that. Do you view your spouse or your partner as the most important person in your life? If you do not, then there is an issue with respect and an issue with an unhealthy relationship. Because think about it for a moment. Who else in your life is more important than your life partner, than the person you chose to spend the rest of your life with, to raise children together, to share your finances, to have each other's back? So if you're not seeing them that way, if you're seeing them as, ugh, they disgust me, or I tolerate them, that's an unhealthy relationship. I need to view that person as the top person. I need to view that person more respectfully than I view my own boss at work. Because guess what? My own boss at work, it's probably going to be somebody else a year from now. But if I want to have a healthy relationship, this person is going to be around for the next 30, 40, 50 years. A lot of people who say, when I tell these kind of things to them about respecting each other, they say things like, okay, I will be respectful to them as soon as they start being respectful to me. And to me, that's kind of one of the most childish things a person can say. Because think about this. It's like saying, I'll share my toys with you when you share your toys with me first. Anybody can do that. Okay, it doesn't take a lot to wait for somebody else to make the right decision before you do it. The tough part is for you to be the role model and to you to make the right decision first and lead them and be that. Now, that doesn't mean they're necessarily going to follow along. A lot of times I see relationships end because one person chooses to build this relationship and be respectful to the other person, and then at the same time demanding respect for themselves. And when they don't get it, the other person doesn't figure it out. I've seen relationships end because of that. But that's where we need to understand that respect is cornerstone to having a healthy relationship. Respect for myself, and respect for my partner. The second one, self-esteem or self-image. How we view ourselves. In general, people will treat you the way you expect to be treated or the way you feel like you deserve to be treated. So if I don't think much of myself, if I think I'm sort of a loser and I'm really fortunate just to be with this person, and then I wonder why they treat me like this, what a shocker. Okay, they treat you like that because that's the expectations you set up. That's the level you set for yourself. That's the bar. You know, I'm not much of a person. I don't think much of myself. So consequently, I don't expect much in return. And guess what? That's exactly what you're going to get. A great example of that is I see women in therapy who have been in abusive relationships, men who have been horrible to them, maybe sexually abusive, verbally abusive, or something like that, and they stick around, and they stick around. And because partially it becomes like the sense of, this is my lot in life. This is what I deserve. Or this is all I know. Because I saw my dad do this to my mom. So this is the way relationships are. This is all I know. And finally they get enough courage and strength to leave that abusive relationship. And what do? They go right into another abusive relationship. Only this time maybe it's verbally abusive or something else. The issue there is that's what they expected. That's what they see themselves as deserving. They think very little of themselves, and so consequently, they expect very little from others toward themselves. If you do not believe in yourself, others will not believe in you either. And that goes back around, makes like a full circle, back around to self-esteem, okay? Back around to respect. How can I possibly respect myself if I have such a negative view of myself and no self-image? I view myself poorly. I don't respect myself. As a result, the person I'm with treats me that way, and I feel like this is what I deserve, and it just sort of continues. And I continue in one relationship after another, or just continue in one destructive relationship where there's constantly disrespect because I contribute to it. So for most of you, in negative relationships where you think, gosh, this person's awful, what I encourage you to do is take a look in the mirror. Because the fact is, most people marry people on the same level as them. Okay? You're not going to find a person who has good self-esteem, good self-respect, feels good about who they are, moving on in their life. You're not going to find them marrying a person who sees themselves as being an incompetent loaf, someone who has no goals, no lives, no ambition, no direction in life. They're not going to end up together. What you do find is someone who's extremely controlling and manipulative, with someone who's very passive and just allows people to take advantage of them. And they say to me, "No, we're totally different. Because I'm real quiet and passive, and this other person, my partner, is real mean and aggressive." And I say, "No, you know what? You're the same. You're the same. You both have a poor self-image. The only difference is the dominant, controlling one is just trying to overcompensate. They're basically standing on top of the other person in order to make themselves feel taller. And the other person lets them stand on them because they feel just as poorly about themselves. So they're just acting out the same perspectives of themselves in a different way, but it's the same thing. So if you find yourself in an unhealthy relationship, you need to look in the mirror, because I promise you, it's not just that person. It's what you've expected, what you believe you deserve, the way you feel about yourself, your self-image, your respect that you have toward yourself and others. And so for the change to start, it's not just walking out on that person. It's making the change from within. It's learning how to love yourself, how to respect yourself, how to see your self-esteem, your self-image grow. And that's not easy. when you spent 20, 30, 40, 50 years of being knocked down, eventually you begin to believe everything you hear. You begin to believe that you don't have much to offer. There's not much there. So it takes some time. It takes effort. And for a lot of people, it takes therapy. It takes going to counseling and really being honest, really looking at who I am, what I've done, where I'm going in my life, how I feel about me, that I can begin to make some of those changes so that I can be the role model to my partner who's either going to come along with me and begin to grow in those areas, or I'm going to pass them by and maybe time to move on because they choose to stay in an unhealthy, destructive marriage. Okay, that's it for tonight. Please forward any questions, comments, you can on Family Answer Man on Facebook. I will respond to your questions. Once again, you can friend there. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/jfitter. And if you want to contact the office at any time, you can do that at 951-272-8304. Once again, 951-272-8304. So you can, where you can get information about doing parenting workshops or couples groups, either from that phone number or go directly to Family Answer Man. I will respond to your questions. Thank you very much, and we'll see you all on Monday night. Have a good evening.